But not only that, they teach false doctrine because they desire to be someone. They want to be teachers of the law, okay? And this that particular verse reminds me of Norm Diamante. Yeah. Norm Diamante is the guy who has this channel. It's called Good Hope KJV. And, you know, initially, he was teaching pretty decent stuff. It was all about salvation. It looked like good soul-winning tips or good salvation tips and illustrations or whatever. It's one of those things that's just like, all right, you know, got nothing against the guy. It looks like he's doing well. He looks like he's sincere of heart. It looks like, you know, some good stuff, right? And the reality is this. Let's just call out the elephant in the room, okay? Most everything that he was teaching came from new IFB churches.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me just point out the obvious here. Is that most everything that he taught that was good came from new IFB churches, the churches that he is now attacking. But then, all of a sudden, he comes out attacking, calling upon the name of the Lord, saying you don't have to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Now, let me just help you out with something. Whenever someone tells you not to do something that the Bible clearly says to do, we're not talking about like some obscure verse or something like that. I'm talking about when they attack something where the Bible says, do this, and they tell you, oh, no, don't do that. Okay, then that person's probably a false prophet. Yeah. Why? Because he's saying, you don't have to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You don't have to do it with your mouth. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So whenever someone tells you the exact opposite, I mean, I know this is elementary, but whenever someone takes the exact opposite of what the Bible says and said, do the exact opposite, that should be a red flag to you.
That's right. Amen.
That person's probably a bad person. And so what we see here is that people teach false doctrine because they're false prophets, or they just desire to be teachers of the law, which is what this guy is doing. You know, and you know, he made that stupid video. And I went on there because it comes up on my recommended. And there's a thing called the comment section on YouTube. It's so you can leave a comment whether you approve or disapprove. You know what I mean? And so what I did, this is what I put. What a joke, period. Because it was a joke. You expect us to believe that you should not call upon the name of the Lord to be saved? That's a joke. When the Bible clearly teaches that you're supposed to call upon the name of the Lord. So then he gets on there. And by the way, you can no longer go to the comment section to validate this because he turned off the comment section now.
That's right.
But don't worry, there's screenshots.
Right.
He starts calling me a liar. He's saying I'm a deceiver. He's calling me a fatso, a gordito. I mean, I took that personal. He's like going off and saying all these things. And he said, hey, you know, or he said some word in Spanish that means like a deceiver. And I just responded by saying, hey, another one bites the dust. Because he, like many others, have exposed themselves for who they really are.
Yeah.
And then he just went off and he started insulting me and saying all these things or whatever. And I said, why are you getting mad? Why are you upset? I said, you made a stupid video. I was like, so we're just saying it's stupid. And I said, look, I'm the one telling you that I'm an actual pastor of a real church. This is what I said. I'm a pastor of a real church. And I said, look, the only reason anybody even watches your channel is because of Alexander Scorby. Because the man's channel has millions of views, not because of him, but because of Alexander Scorby's Bible reading.
Right.
I mean, I've watched this channel just to listen to Alexander Scorby.
That's right.
Turn on the book of John. I mean, you look up Alexander Scorby KJV, his channel's probably going to pop up. And I said, let's just be honest. That's the only reason people go to your channel. And I just said this, Norm who?
Yeah.
Norm who? And then he responds by putting me in quotes saying, oh, I'm a pastor of a real church ordained by the new IFB. Folks, when you put something in quotes, that means you're quoting the person who supposedly stated it verbatim. But I never said I was ordained by the new. I just said I'm a real pastor of a real church. And he's like, the only reason people listen to you is because of Pastor Steven Anderson. And this I responded with, man, that must have really hurt you then. He reported my comment. He said, how do you know he reported your comment? Well, because when you delete a comment, it goes away. when you report it, the comment that you made, you can see it, but no other account can see it. So he reported it, and I don't know, he might have put it under like bullying or something like that. He reported my comment. And then, you know, my what a joke comment was getting more likes than any other comment that was on that video, which there was a ton of comments on that video, basically showing you that people are like, this is stupid, this is a joke. So what does he do? He turns off the comment section. Why turn off the comment section for? Folks, let me just say something about the comment section. It helps your videos. And it makes for good videos later on. I mean, I made a couple videos called Pastor Mejia Reads Mean Comments, and we get it from the videos. But you know, there's this snowflake generation that can't take criticism. They can't take correction. They can't take admonishment. Or it's just like, well, let's just silence them. Let's just, this cancel culture type of generation that can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. So what do? You just turn off the comment section. So then later on, he makes a post on that channel because everyone in the new IFB, a lot of people in the new IFB are getting on him. They're like, this is stupid. You're teaching false doctrine. This is what the Bible says. And he's doubling down on it. Let me just share something with you folks. If you're wrong, you're wrong. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know what? I made a mistake. A stupid video. I'm really sorry. You're right. This is what I meant, but maybe I just didn't word it correctly. I'm really sorry about that. Let me take down that stupid video. You know, a lot of people would respect that guy. But he's not looking for respect. He's looking for subscribers. That's what he's looking for. He's not looking to be right. He just wants to teach stupid doctrines. So he makes this post, and this is the most telling thing that he said, okay? He said, oh, I'm being called a child of the devil because I never asked Jesus to save me. And this is what I responded with, because it was on a community post. This is what I responded with. Thou sayest it. Thou sayest it. Hey, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. There you go. And folks, you do have to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved.
Right.
No, you know, when the Bible says confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, they're kind of synonymous, one with each other. No, one leads to the other. That's why it says confess with your mouth. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And it says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Showing you that the prerequisite to call upon the name of the Lord is that you have to believe. It gives you the order of sequence there, the prerequisites to every single step leading up to salvation. I mean, no one would get up and say, well, people could just read the Bible and just be saved like that. No, you need a preacher to come to you and actually give you the gospel. You're not going to remove the element of the soul winner and say people could just get saved like that. No, because you need the human instrument of a soul winner to open their mouths boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel to get you saved. Well, why would you remove the very last step, which is calling upon the name of the Lord? It's very strange, folks. And then he uses John chapter 12 to try to prove his point and say, well, the Pharisees believed, but they didn't confess them openly for fear of the Jews. He says, see, they believed and they didn't confess openly because confess, you know, they didn't openly make a public profession about their faith. No, folks, let me just explain something to you. It's very simple. When the Bible says that the Pharisees believed, but they confessed him not openly, in other words, they weren't telling everyone that they were Christians because they didn't want to get put out of the synagogue. It doesn't mean they didn't call upon the name of the Lord for salvation.
Right.
You understand? You know, because one of his proselytes was saying, well, confess doesn't really mean, you know, a public declaration or something like that. It only means to be in agreement. And this, what is he going to say? He's going to say this. You see, in the Greek, this is what it says, you know. And this is me. I'm sorry, where? Does it say this? If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words. What's another way of saying wholesome words? That which is clearly stated. That which is whole. Right? Nothing wrong if someone has a different opinion on obscure scriptures, the book of Revelation, you know, parts of the book of Daniel. But if someone is not consenting to wholesome words, like, for example, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know, the word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. Those are wholesome words. In other words, there's no room for doubt of what it's talking about. Oh, that's your interpretation. How many times have you ever heard that, Al Solney? Well, the Bible says here, all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be saved. Yeah, that's your interpretation. No, there you don't really need to interpret much here. It just says you just have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be saved. You know, no prophecy of the scripture is given of any private interpretation, the Bible says. Especially that which is most important in the Bible, such as salvation. God clearly lays it out, tells you what you have to do, because he doesn't want you to be doubtful or confused regarding salvation. So the Bible says here that if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is a scholar. He's a theologian. That guy knows his stuff. He must have a lot of YouTube subscribers. He must have millions of views. No, he's proud. Oh, what does that say? Knoweth nothing. He doesn't know anything. Because once you start subverting the word of God, once you just go against the clear teachings of the Bible, you don't even know anything.
That's right.
You're an idiot. Yeah.
Amen.
Once you say the exact opposite of what the Bible says, oh, okay, you're an idiot. Oh, I know you. You're an idiot. You know nothing. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strives of words. Well, what if someone is, you know, like mute or something? You know, all these stupid hypothetical questions that people bring up. Oh, what if someone's deaf? Do we really have to open our mouths boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel? What if someone is just deaf? Well, first of all, the vast majority of deaf people can hear a little bit still. We have deaf people in our church, and they still are able to hear somewhat. Okay? They're legally deaf. Okay? But folks, obviously, if someone is Helen Keller status, then obviously that would be the exception to the rule, folks. Don't dote about stupid questions. Doting about questions and strives of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmising. So what is the result of these type of questions? Arguments, strifes, disputes, evil surmisings, railings. Folks, I literally just put what a joke, and he's just like, you're a deceiver. And by the way, that is a railing accusation. No proof of where I'm a deceiver, just calls me a deceiver. So guess what, Norm? You're marked from our church. So do you think he's not saved? Who cares? He's unto me and to our church as a heathen and as a publican. No hope. I don't care how many subscribers you got. I don't care how many views Alexander Scorby has on your channel. I don't care what you do. You're railing. I'm not a respecter of people. And therefore, because you're a railer against yours truly, you're marked from our church.
Right. Amen.
Evil surmisings, look what it says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Look what it says here, from such withdraw thyself, the Bible says. The Bible says you need to get away from these people.
Yep.
Okay? Stay away from these people. Why? Because of the fact that what they do is they beguile unstable souls. During that whole debacle, there's a lot of babes in Christ that were getting carried away with his nonsense. People are like, well, man, maybe, well, isn't he right, though? Like, don't, I mean, what if, you know, they start coming up with those doting questions again? Dote about those questions? Well, you know, doesn't the Bible just say believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, he's a good guy. I listened to a couple of his videos. You know, he kind of helped me in my soul winning. He kind of helped me in this. And these babes in Christ are being carried about with this guy's wind of doctrine. Bible says, from such withdraw thyself. From such withdraw thyself. And look, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard when dealing with something like this. Why don't you just call him? Because I don't like talking to heretics. There's my answer. because I don't like talking to heretics. And you know what? Most of the people who follow that idiot are idiots themselves.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm just being honest with you because I've spoken to them. I've spoken to people who've spoken to them. They've sent me screenshots of their conversations where they're just like, I told them this guy's a wicked person, and that individual's like, show me. He's like, all right, here are the screenshots. He's railing against Pastor Mejia. He's saying this. He's like, I don't even care about that, though. Okay, oh, I know you. You're an idiot. It's like you instantly recognize people like that. And then these same people are contacting me. Show me where he said this. And I'm like, do you follow this guy? Do you agree with him? Yeah, I agree with him, but show me. Show me proof. And I'm like, I'm not here to prove that I'm right. I'm here to block you. I'm here to make sure that you, to confirm that thou art an idiot. I got nothing to prove to you. Who are you? Sometimes people give themselves too much credit. Certain instances, it's like the information is there, the evidence is there, and some people will still say, oh, we don't know that yet. It's like, what do you mean the evidence is right there? I mean, this happened recently, folks, where this YouTube guy, Good Hoax, you know, Brother Paul calls him Good Hoax or No Hope, okay, you know, was teaching that you don't have to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. You don't have to verbally call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, which is obviously is a false doctrine. And, you know, there's a bunch of people backing him up. And they're like, how are you going to say this about him? And it's just like, well, here's the evidence. Here's the screenshots. Here's the statements where he literally said, I've never asked Jesus to save me. Okay. Here it is. Because, you know, in the day and age in which we live, especially new IFBers, we screenshot everything. Yep. Everything gets screenshotted and filed away. Yep. It's like the reprobates, false doctrine, false prophets. Oh, here we go. Norm Diamante. Pull it out right there. And, you know, they're showing these guys, and then this guy's just like, oh, I don't care what that says. You know, it's like the evidence is right there. Then you're just an idiot then. So what's the answer to this? Well, the answer is not for me to say, stay away from them. Don't listen to them. You know, for me, it's just like, hey, if you want to follow people off a cliff, go for it. Because to me, it's more like, you know what? If you follow people like that, then you deserve to follow someone like that.
Amen. Yeah.
If you like people like that, then you deserve, you guys deserve each other. I don't try to keep people away from people like that. I warn people of them, and people with, you know, any brains in their head, well, no, I need to withdraw myself from this person because this person's wicked.
That's right.
Not because you're going to be influenced by them, because you don't want to be associated with wicked people.
That's right. Yeah.
Who wants to follow a wicked person? Nobody does. Not a righteous person doesn't want to associate themselves with the wicked individual. Amen. So what is the answer? Well, look what it says in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So number one, we have to study the Bible ourselves. Amen. Study the word of, go read Romans 10 yourself. Yeah. It's still there. Romans 10, 9 and 10, 11, 12, 13. It's all there.
Right.
In plain English. Yep. And you know what's interesting about this guy? Well, the Bible says, believe in thy heart and thou shalt be saved. Why'd you leave out the other part of the verse?
Right.
Why'd you leave out the part where it says to confess with your mouth? Because you hate it so much? Because it goes against what you believe? Folks, let's quote the entire thing.
Yeah,
only wicked people remove things from the Bible, folks.
Yeah, right.
The Bible says to study to show ourselves and approve them to God. So we need to study the Word of God. Go look it up yourself. Go look up Romans 10:13. Go look up Genesis chapter 4. Go look at all the portions. Just type in, call upon the name of the Lord. And see how many times that thing comes up in relation to salvation.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Yeah.
But not only that, verse 16 says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness. You know one thing I've learned about these idiots? This is not the only stupid thing he's going to say. Because
right.
According to the Bible, they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Manly Perry, you might not know who he is. This guy came out with one false doctrine after another.
That's right, yeah.
And it just kept getting worse. Yeah. It's like 1 week he'd come out, I was like, whoa, this is bad. It was like, it can't get worse than this. And then he just come out with something way worse. It was like, I stand corrected. I stand corrected. And then he said, like, you know, he was saying that Jesus Christ was like a literal bread, and that Mary was like an oven. And you're just like, what the heck? People follow this guy? People go to this guy's church? This is crazy. Now look, folks, think about it. You shouldn't feel bad for people who go to that guy's church. Initially, I felt bad, like those poor people. But then once he starts teaching all that crazy stuff and they remain there, like, oh, no, you deserve to be there. Because if you can hear something like that and it doesn't bother you, it doesn't rub you the wrong way, you know, you deserve to be there.
Right.
You understand? And so what am I saying is that often when people come out with some stupid doctrine, they will increase into more ungodliness. They'll teach weirder stuff. Say, oh, is it Good Hope Cage? Are you saying that he's not saved? I don't care. I'm going to treat him like one. How about that? But do you believe he's not saved? I'm going to treat him like I believe he's not saved. Because the Bible tells me that he's like a heathen and as a publican. Well, how can you talk about him like, you know how many lives he's changed and how many things he's done for people and all these things that he's ever, what has he done? A channel? Folks, our channel could get shut down tomorrow. The work of God will still continue at First Works Baptist Church.
Amen.
We're still going to get a bunch of people saved.
Right.
Thank God for the internet, but folks, the work of God is primarily here.
Amen.
Getting people saved, preaching the word of God, turning people to righteousness.
Right.
I'm not going to sit down in this corner right here with my phone and just depend on me making videos. What's up, everyone? Can you lose your salvation? And I'm not against making videos like that. I think it's important. But that's not the only thing we're doing. I got my fishing pole and all types of ponds, folks. And you know what my first responsibility is? Being a pastor.
Amen.
That's my first responsibility. Preaching God's word, leading God's flock, winning souls to Christ. And I'm ordained of the Lord Jesus Christ because the Lord Jesus Christ ordained the man of God who sent me out, because he was ordained by a man of God who was sent out by another man of God.
Amen.
Not some self-YouTube ordained idiot with the Napoleon complex.
Amen.